Right.
Yom Kippur is a day like any other day, so you had the Tmidim Kisidram, Tom Shal Shachar, Tom Shal Bein Havayim. Then you have in Parshas Pinchas the special Musafim. Unlike Rosh Chodesh, and unlike many of the Yomim Tovim, when you bring 10 oilas and 1 chatos, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur you bring 9 oilas and 1 chatos. And Sach HaKol, it's 10 Musafim. So you have 2 Tmidim and 10 Musafim is 12. And then in Parshas Achrimos, there's an additional list of korbanos that are brought for the purpose of kapara. The Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim regarding these korbanos. Ayil Homba Khan, in the beginning of Parshas Achrimos, the Kohen Gadol has to bring par lechatos, par lechatos hashalo, and an ayil oyla of his own that he pays for from his own pocket. And then there's an ayla oila that's paid for by the machzah shekel money. So the Tanoim had a machlokes. The Tanoim lived after the Churban Abayis. But they're arguing what was bizman shabes megdusha ikayim. Ayal homakan huwama b'chum shabkudim. Is that the same ayla that's mentioned in Parshas Pinchas? Parechot ayla echot shiva kvasim and inshona loila. It's the same ayla or it's a different ayla. Pashup shat is a totally different ayla. The 3 different sets of karbanas, the 2 tmidim, the musafim, the 10 musafim. And the korbanos for the purpose of kapara. We pass on halacha that it's the same aisle. Aisle hama kanhu hama b'chum shabkudim. So it's a pelos. So why is it written twice in the chumash? If it's a repeat, why is it written both in Achrimos and in Parshas Pinchas? So the Chochmas Sodom in the end of the sefer has a list of additional kashas. This is one of the many kashas that he has. And he quotes, he was a contemporary of the Vilna Gaon. He was a mechutin of the Vilna Gaon. He delivered a hesped when the Vilna Gaon passed away. So he quotes a whole teretz from the Vilna Gaon about this, and then he says that he found it in the Sifro, a big chiddush. But that's how we accept la halach ayel ha'amakan hu hama mechum shabkudim. The Mishnais tell us that all the avodah Yom Kippur had to be done by the Kohen Gadol, and this is also questionable. The Chumash just says you need the Kohen Gadol and Parshas Zachrimos. It doesn't say that. You need the Kohen Gadol and Parshas Pinchas. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes from the Ritva. It's very rare. I don't remember any other place where the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Ritva. He quotes the Ritva on Yomer, who raises the possibility that maybe the requirement of the Kohen Gadol for Hakrovas HaTamid, maybe it's only with the Rabbanan. Maybe it's not needed ben Atur. I don't know why he doesn't say regarding the Musafim. Musafim should also be the same. The Chumash only says you need the Kohen Gadol for the few karbanas that are not in the beginning of Achrei Mois for the kapara purposes. But that's what the Mishnah says. They had a Kohen Gadol do everything. Every day of the year, all the avodas can be done by a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Hedyot, but there used to be 4 payosim. 4 payosim. So pious, they used to have a lottery who has the schus to do the avoda. So the Mishnah is described. The pious harishim was who does Trumas Adeshin. Every day there's Trumas Adeshin. Took a little bit of ashes off of the Mizbech Achitzen, put it on the floor, a miracle occurred. It used to be Nivla Bimkoma. Then the second pious, a few people would be winning that lottery, Mishechet, Mizorek, etc. I think 13 Kohanim would be Zeche. To the right of the one who won the pious, so the next 12 Kohanim with him would win, they would do Avodis. The third pious every day would be who's going to be Makta the Ktoris, and that they only gave a person one chance in a lifetime. Chadoshim laktaris bov hafisa, because the Gemara says ktaris is a skula for ashiris. That's based on the pasuk chumash asir ktar biapecha baruch Hashem chelo. That whoever is makta the ktaris will become rich. So the Chachamim felt we should spread around the wealth. So we should only have each person should only have one chance in a lifetime to be makta ktaris, unless all the kohanim are standing around. They all had a chance to be makta ktaris. Okay, so then you give a second chance. And the fourth pious every day was mimale varim. Who will do the Haktoris Emur? So the Balamor has the first famous comment. First comment he has on the Rif on Yuma has nothing to do with the Rif. He just says all of the Balei HaKrevitz, all of the Paitonim made a mistake. They made 4 payoses on Yom Kippur, also just like every day of the year. And this is just not correct, because everything for Meid Ziva was done by the Kohen Gadol. So the Ramban there has a long essay, the first page, page Aleph. The Gemara begin with page base, and the Rif begins with page Aleph. So the Rif on page Aleph has the Melchamas on the bottom of the page. He says, all the Gaonim and all the Rishonim and all the Paitanim, they all didn't know. The only one who knew the secret was the Baal HaMor. What does he think? These people also knew how to learn. They also knew the Masechta. So he explains that there were four payasas on Yom Kippur. His main kasha is the whole second perek in Yuma is all about the four payasas. So what's the whole perek doing here if on Yom Kippur there was no payas at all? So the Baal HaMor assumes that it's agav, that the whole perek doesn't belong here at all. There was no payas at all. But the Ramban thinks that that's a conclusive proof. There certainly was a payas. There were four payasas on Yom Kippur. Things that were done by Kohanim had yaitim. So the first payas, he says, that's the way we have in our machzerim also. First pious was Trumas Hadeshen, same as every day. How come you don't need a Kain Godel for that? So he says, you don't need a Kain Godel for Avodas Hayoyim. That's Avodas Halayla. That was done before Los HaShachar, and you don't need a Kain Godel. Tosis and Daf Chof in Yuma has 2 days about this. The Machlegs Balei HaTosis. The Shaila, the Ramban, and the Baal HaMor, it's Machlegs 2 days in Tosis. Then the second pious, the Ramban, they did all the four piouses in the morning. And then later in the day, everyone, whoever was Zechen the pious, would do the Avodah that he was Zechen. So the first was Trumas Hadesh, and that was Avodah Salalah. Then they did Mimidashim Mizbech HaPnimi V'HaMenorim. That's in the Machzorim. The Ramban writes in the Rov HaPiyutim, the Rov HaPaitonim write like that. Our Nusach is like the Rov HaPaitonim. The second pious was, who does Dishim Mizbech HaPnimi to remove Dishim Zvech HaChitza and Trumas HaDeshim was a mitzvah every single day. You have to take off a little bit of ashes and put it on the floor. That's considered the gemar of whenever you makriv a korban, you have to be maktir the emurim. Korban oil, you burn the whole thing. And other korbanos, you just burn the chalev. So you burn it, it turns into ashes. You would think that the mitzvah of hakrov is finished. So the gemara says, no, it still has me'ilah. Ein lecha dovash and asis mitzvahs and boilah, still has me'ilah. You didn't finish the mitzvah until you do Trumas HaDeshim. If they do the Trumas HaDeshen, like Truma is Chala and everything, when you have fruits or vegetables, the Mafresh Truma, so it's Chala and everything, and instead of being Tevel, it becomes Chudim Masakonim. When you do Trumas HaDeshen, it's Chala and everything, this Kaima Mitzvah. So if the Trumas HaDeshen, then there's no, then it's called Nasitz Mitzvah. That's a Gemara Me'ilah, then there's no longer any Me'ilah on the Eshes on the Mizbeach. So the Trumas HaDeshen on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, that's Taka Adina Chumash, that's an Abodah, you have to do every day. Dishim is Be'ach HaPnimi to remove all the yeshes after they burnt the Torah. So the Ramban suggests in the Malchamis, maybe it's only the Rabbanim. He's not so convinced that it's a din there, right? So the Gemara has no pasuk for that. And the Dishan HaMenorah also, just to clean it out, he doesn't think that that's really considered an Avodah, and that's kosher b'kohen hedyot. Then the third was the same as every day Torah, but whereas the Kohen Gadol had to be makted the Torah on Yom Kippur, no one else was allowed to do the Haktorah, but the preparation of the Ktoris, to put the coals into a machta and put the Ktoris in another container to give it to the Kohen Gadol, Achanes, that they had a pious for, and the Kohen Hedyot to one would prepare it and give it to the Kohen Gadol, then the Kohen Gadol would do the Avod. Then the fourth, the Ramban thinks, was taka the same as every day. Mimalei Varim, min HaKebesh LaMizbech, who's going to be makta the Emurim, hi, but that you need the Kohen Gadol, so he comes up with a Wapra of a Chiddush. He says, the korbanos, the 15 or 16 korbanos, the tmidim and the nine oilas and the chata, everything, all the korbanos that were brought on Yom Kippur, so the haktara of those korbanos has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. But what about the korbanos that were brought yesterday and Erev Yom Kippur, and they didn't burn all the chalev yet? So he says that they had a fourth pious, and the Kohen Hedyot could do that. That's not today's avodah, that was left over from yesterday. Aye, that's a machlekes atanoim, where they're allowed to be makta the emurim from chol and yom kippur. So he touches it up a little bit. He says there were certain emurim that everyone would agree that you could be makrit. So that's lemaisa what we have in all the machzerim. We have four payasas on yom kippur, the same as all year long, but it's not the same. It's not the same. It's not exactly the same as it was every day. The Trumas HaDeshen is daka the same, and the other three are not exactly the same. The two Nuskois for the Seder HaBodah, there's Nusach Ashkenaz and there's Nusach Sfard. In the days of the Beis Yosef, the Nusach Sfard had so many more mistakes, so there's a page in the Tur, but there's no Tur, there's only Beis Yosef. He took over the whole page, and he corrects all of the mistakes in the Seder HaBodah. So the printers were nice enough to print the Nusach Sfard with all the corrections. Then the Chayodim corrected the Nusach Ashkenaz, the printers didn't correct it. So now the Nusach Ashkenaz has more mistakes than the Nusach Sfard. The Nusach Sfard is better. So Rav Soloveitchik said if he would be able to, he would prefer to say Nusach Svarad. But what can he do? His father, his grandfather, his family tradition is to say Nusach Ashkenaz, so he's stuck. So he says Nusach Ashkenaz. So here in the yeshiva, they say Nusach Ashkenaz with all the corrections of the Chayyadim. They're going to distribute the sheets on Yom Kippur. So there are two major, basically it's the same. It's a different poem, it's a different thing, but the Halacha L'maisa, every step of the way is exactly the same. So there are two differences between them. One is the Cheshek Shlaima, Berab Shlaima La Vilna, Ha'oris in the back of the Gemara, the very end of the Vilna Shas, the very last page. Shlaima La Vilna was the Magia on the Vilna Shas. He corrected the galleys when they were printing it, and the family, his grandson used to teach here in Yeshiva when I was a student in high school, Rabbi Markelis. When he passed away, I think Rabbi Baron Kotler delivered a hesped. That's one of the hespedim that's printed for Rabbi Baron Kotler. So Rabbi Markelis said, the family tradition has it, that Reb Shlomo Levilna was the Magia on the Vilna Shas from memory. He didn't have to look back in the Gemara to check to make sure that every word is the same. He remembered word for word, letter for letter, what it's supposed to say, and he corrected the Gemara in the Rashi and the Tosfos. I add on, that's why sometimes there are misprints, there are mistakes in the Vilna Shas that don't appear in any other Masechta. The mistakes are always shins and sins, and samachs, a shin and a samach, because the Litvaks confuse a shin and a samach, and a sin. Okay, so if Shlomo Levilna has in the back of the Gemara, he writes on Daf Ayin, in his Aris, he says, every single step of the way is described in the Mishnah, except for one major issue. It never says, when you bring the Tom Shal Ben Abayim. Isn't that strange? Every step of the way, and there's a machlokes when you bring these musaf and when you bring that. Why doesn't it say when you bring the Tom Shal Ben Abayim? So he said, it's a machlokes, Rashi and the Rambam. Whether you bring the Tom Shal Ben Abayim, the Avodah on Yom Kippur is divided into five units. If you read the Chumash, it sounds like the Avodah is divided into three units. First, the Kohen Gadol does Avodah with Bigdei Zohav. Then he does Avodah Bigdei Lavan, Lifnai V'Lifnim, in the Hechal. And then he switches, does Avodah in Bigdei Zohav, and that's it for the day. And the Torah Shabbal Peh says, don't do the way it says in the Chumash. You have to divide the Avodah into five units. Bigdei Zohav, Bigdei Lavan, Bigdei Zohav, Bigdei Lavan, Bigdei Zohav at the end. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that he was fond of this idea, that the Beis HaLevi develops the whole theme in his drushes, that there are 2 days in the year when we celebrate Zman Kabbalah Satorah, you have Shavuos and you have Yom Kippur. So the Beis HaLevi explains Shavuos is the day we celebrate our receiving of Torah Shebichsav, and he explained why Yom Kippur is the day that we celebrate the receiving of the Torah Shebal Peh. So Rav Soloveitchik used to add on, maybe that's why the Chumash wrote it out of order. If you just read Torah Shebichsav, you do the Hakrovos HaKorbanos, you won't be doing it right. You have to know the Torah Shebal Peh says you don't do it in three units, you do it in five units. Rav Avraham Soloveitchik quotes from the Milchamas an interesting comment that if you do the Avodah the way it says in the Chumash in three steps, in three units, it will be kosher b'di'evid. You just will not be in fulfillment of this halacha l'moshe m'sinai that the Kohen Gadol is supposed to be toivel five times. Every time he puts on Bigdei Kuna, he has to go to mikveh again. So he won't satisfy that, but the Avodah will be kosher. Okay. So anyway, the Avodah is done in five units. Bigdei Zov, Bigdei Lovan, Bigdei Zov, Bigdei Lovan. Bigdei Zohav at the end. So there's machlekes, and it doesn't say in the Mishnah, never says when you bring the Tamash Ben Abayim. So it's a machlekes, Rashi and the Rambam, whether you bring the Tamash Ben Abayim in the fifth Avodah or in the third Avodah. So that's one of the major differences, the two major differences. That's one of the major differences between Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Svard. The Nusach Ashkenaz follows Rashi, and the Nusach Svard follows the Rambam. Shlomo Levilna thinks that maybe they're both wrong, because how come it doesn't say in the Mishnah? Never says in the Gemara. So he says there's a Mishnah in Psochim, in the middle of Masechet Psochim. It says that every day of the year you bring the Tom Shal Bein Habayim between 2:30 and 3:30. So if the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is a young guy and is running around ruts, it says in the Piyut, ruts, he's running, running, running. So he'll finish the whole Avodah, and he'll finish it. But by the time the clock strikes 2:30, he'll be finished with everything. So he'll be in the fifth unit of Avodah. But if he's an older person, until he's ruts, until he's going to kratz a chais, to do this and to do that, has to go to the mikveh five times. Everything takes longer by older people. So then it'll be in the clock will strike 2:30. Maybe he'll be in the middle of the third avodah. It says when the clock strikes 2:30, that's when you bring the Tom Shal Bein Abayim. That's why it doesn't say in the Mishnah Yuma. It says in the Mishnah Psachim. That's Reb Shlomo Levilna's suggestion. So he thinks that they're both wrong. Rashi and Ram thinks they're both wrong. It's not kavu in the third unit, not kavu in the fifth unit. He says when the clock strikes 2:30, that's when you bring. Then there's another distinction between the Nusach Svar, Nusach Ashkenaz. The Ramish Nais and Maseches Tomid that describe the Seid Avodah every day. How do you bring the Karbonis every day? So they had the four Payosis, and then the second Pious, 13 Kohanim Ezecha, Mi Shechet, and Mi Medashen, and Mi who does this, and who does that. So every time a Kohen did a stitch of Avodah, it says, Ishtachav Avayotza. It's repeated many, many times in Mishnayos Tomid. Each Kohen did a unit of Avodah, he did Ishtachav, and he left. How did the Tanaim know? Where does it say that in Chumash? So there's a commentary on Mishnayos Bikurim, Aderus Eliyo, Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon quoted over things. He himself didn't write it, written by the Talmidim. So they quote the name of the Gro. The Mocker is the Pasuk in Parshas Kisava by Bikurim. It says, you bring Bikurim and recite the Rami Avodah, and then it says, V'hi shtachavi, hi solof nefshem alokecho. So the Vilna Gaon thinks that's not a special din that's connected with Bikurim. That's a din kol hanichnosim la'azor. Whoever enters the Azor for any purpose whatsoever is a din, he has to be mishtachavi. So in the Nusach Ashkenaz, Rav Soloveitchik wrote a Dvar Torah when he was a student in Berlin. The Nusach Ashkenaz, he sent it into his father, and his father printed it in the YU publication. At that time, they didn't have the Beis Yitzchak, but they had Haydenu. So it's printed in Haydenu at that time. So Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't have Nusach Svart has Ishtach Vavyotza. At the end of the whole Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Kohen Gadol will be Mishtach. Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't have it all. So that's strange. Every Kohen who did, thank you, every Kohen every day of the year who did just a little stitch of Avodah, his Ishtach Vavyotza, and the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is there a whole day long, does Avodah. He's not Mishtach Vavyotza. How come? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested a whole Dvar Torah that maybe Yom HaKippurim, every step of the way is part of the Avodah. When he walks in, all year long, there's no din how you have to walk in, how you have to walk out. If you walk in on your hands, you walk on your head, you crawl in, you walk in through the window, what's the difference how you get there? You have to do this Avodah first, second, third, shine. There's a Seder how to do the Avodah. How you get from A to B and B to C and C to D? It's Lomala V'lomar Ayam Kippur. He showed from the Gemara in the first Perek in Chulin that every step of the way, literally every step, when the Kohen Gadol walks in, walks out, everything is part of the Seder Hayom. So since in the Chumash the Seder Hayom, it doesn't say in Achrei Mos anything about Hishtach Voya, if he will do Hishtach Voya to fulfill that universal din, that Kol HaNechnas M'Lazor have to be Mishtach Voya before they leave, that'll be a violation of the Seder Havoyah. Because every step of the way has to be in accordance with what it says. What's the Gemara Chulin? The Gemara Chulin, famous Gemara, the first pair of Gemara says, "Menoha milsa dam rabban and zilbasa chazaka." How do you know that yishtalav chazaka is status quo? So the Gemara says you learn from bayis hamenuga. The kohen walks in to see the tzaras habayis, and he sees it has a sheer gris vio. Then he goes out and he declares that the bayis is tomei. How does he know that it still has the gris? Let's say he comes at the end of the week and he sees that it shrank. Maybe it shrank before he declared it as a bayis hamenuga. Maybe it was a mistake. Maybe it was tohar all along. So the Gemara says, you see that you rely on chazaka, that since he looked at it a minute ago and it had the shir kigris viyod, even though at the end of the week there's a reis in the chazaka. If there's no reis, so that's a davar posha. But at the end of the week, you see that it did shrink. So maybe it shrank before he declared it as tummy. So the Gemara establishes that you go basa chazaka. So the Gemara says, how do you know? Maybe he walked out backwards. Maybe he's still looking at the sheer gris as he's walking out. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Maybe it's in the back room. Who says he can see it? Maybe it's behind the door. But then the Gemara says, and maybe he'll argue that it's a viyotza, el pesach habayis, v'yizkiris habayis. So viyotza, you have to walk out normally. If you're going to walk out backwards, it's not called viyotza. So he has to walk out front first, not backwards. Morris says, you can't say that, because on the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he walks out the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he walks out backwards out of respect for the Shechinah. He doesn't turn his back to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Chumash says, V'yotza al Abayis. So you see, they're walking out backwards. It's called V'yotza. So Rav Soloveitchik said, you see from the Gemara Chiddush, that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, the way he walks, he has to walk in a way that it's called V'yotza. Every walking in and walking out is also part of the Avodah. So that was his suggestion. That suggestion came for another kasha, which Rav Soloveitchik didn't print. Maybe he said it some other occasion. This I never heard. There is a Gemara in Yuma, one of the few later Achrayim that Rav Soloveitchik was familiar with was the Malbusha Yontef. The reason why, because Malbusha Yontef was a rabbi in Chaslavich. That's where he was born. That's what his father was, a rabbi. So the Sfarim were around. So Rav Soloveitchik used to quote to Malbushe Yantov a lot. Other people never heard of the Sefer. So the Malbushe Yantov in one of his volumes has the following kasha. The Gemara says in Yuma Din, when the Kohen Gadol goes in to do the Avodah and goes out, no one else is allowed to be there the whole time that the Kohen Gadol is there. Not only when he's actually doing the Avodah, from the time he walks into Oil Moed till the time he walks out. That's a Gemara in Yuma. Then the Gemara in Yuma also says, I think it's on the same daf, the Gemara said that din is not unique dafka to Yom Kippur, that applies all year long. Whenever a Kohen does Haktoris, no one else is allowed to be in the Heichal. The Haktoris is offered on the Mizbach Haktoris, which is in the Heichal, not outside. No one else is allowed to be in the Heichal when the Kohen Hedyot all year long is marked the Haktoris. So the Malbushi Yantav asks, but it's Beferish and Mishnah. It's not so. It says every single day they used to have two people go with the Kohen to do the Haktoris in the Heichal. Every single day, that's what it says. How can you say that the din applies all year long? So, maybe you'll tell me that all year long it only applies when he's actually makter the Torahs, and the other people, it says, they go to help him before he does Akhtar, and before he does Akhtar, then they leave. So he said, no, but the Gemara says on the same daf that on Yom Kippur, no one else is allowed to be there. B'vay l'chapa b'kodesh atzeisa, from the time the Kohen Gadol walks into the Hechel till the time he walks out, not only when he's doing the actual Akhtar of the Torahs. So he works on a teretz, and he works hard, he gives dechik terutzim. So the way Rav Soloveitchik said, the teretz perhaps is very simple. That din, b'vay l'chapa b'kodesh atzeisa, from the time he walks in to the time he walks out, that din only applies on Yom Kippur, where every step of the way is part of the Seder Avodah. But every day of the year, the din only applies at the time is actually makta the teretz. When he's makta the teretz, talking to the Mishnah, he say, nobody else was in the Heichal. Anyway, so that's Rav Soloveitchik suggested like that. Maybe the Nusach Ashkenaz assumes that that he wasn't Hishtachva V'yotza. Nusach Sfar does have Hishtachva V'yotza. The Hokasha doesn't begin. Rav Soloveitchik in his printed Vatara was only working with the Nusach Ashkenaz. He didn't realize that Nusach Sfar there's no Kasha. But Nusach Ashkenaz, that was the problem. So that was Rav Soloveitchik's suggestion, that maybe every step of the way is has to have a certain Seder. Then Rav Soloveitchik suggested, maybe this explains that every step, walking in, walking out, going from here to there, every step of the day is part of the Seder Avodah. Maybe this explains another din. When the Kohen Gadol is makta the Torahs lifnai v'lifnim, every day someone is makta the Torahs in the Heichal, on the Mizbach HaKtoris, on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol does that. He's makta the Torahs in the Heichal. But on Yom Kippur, in addition to that Torahs, he's also makta the Torahs daka min adaka in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Then after he pours the Malach Ofno, Ktoris Amim Dak, he pours it on the Machta, and he puts it on the floor, it's a Haktorah, not on a Mizbech. It's a Haktorah on the Machta, on the floor, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he has to stand there, Ache Yismale HaBayis Kula Oshon, until the whole Heichal becomes full of smoke, and then he leaves. So Rav Soloveitchik says, why can't he leave before? Why does he have to wait till Nismale HaBayis Kula Oshon? So he thought that based on the Pesukim and Chumash, that's the unique din on Yom Kippur, the walking in, the walking out, you have to walk forwards, backwards, every step of the way is part of the way. And that's why it says in the Chumash, and then it says he walks out. So since it says v'chisa, so he can't walk out all year long, let's say a Kohen will do a haktoris. So he puts flesh on the fire, he puts chelim on the fire. He has to stand there till it catches flame. It's going to burn. So he can walk out and go take a nap. He doesn't have to stand there the whole time. Special din on Yom Kippur. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. So this part of the Dvar Torah, his uncle Rav Elvele sent him a letter in the end of the Sefer Chidushi Agriz al Rambam. There are letters. So two of the letters were sent to Rav Soloveitchik. The ones that start off Chazisi Liakiri. Because he used to, when he was in Berlin, so he used to send letters to his father. His father used to show it to the uncle. Then he was Berlin longer, so his father already moved to America then, so he used to send letters to his father. His father would always walk in the base medrash showing all the Talmidim. My father remembers. He would show all the Talmidim the letter that his son sent them from the university. He's always very proud of his son's Chidush Torah. So Rav Elvele commented on this, and he said he heard from Rav Simcha Zelek, who was a Dayan in Brisk, that perhaps that's not a unique din. That the fact that Kohen Gadol can't leave the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Achis Mala Bais Kula Hashem, also they should thought it's a special din on Yom Kippur, is every step of the way, every walking in, walking out, and so on, is part of the Seder Hayom. So Reb Simcha Zelig thought that it's perhaps not so, and he quoted, there's a Gemara in the first parak in Zochim. Let's say a funny case. A Kohen does a Zrika on the Mizbeach, he takes Dam and Yizarek on the Mizbeach. Before the Dam lands on the Mizbeach, his finger gets cut off. He becomes a Balmum before the Dam lands. But at the time that he threw the Dam on the Mizbeach, it was not a Balmum. So the Gemara says that the Avoid is puzzled, because the Zrika is not accomplished. You haven't fulfilled the mitzvah until it lands on the Mizbeach. So even though at the time that he did the Maisa HaZrika, he was not a Balmum, but it becomes a Balmum before it lands, so then the Avoid is no good, someone else has to do it over. Someone else, not a Balmum. So Rav Simcha Zelig thought that this is a din in all Avoidas all year long. It's not a unique din in Hilchas Yom Kippur. Whenever you do an Avoida, you have to be Behechshir. You can't become a Balmum before the Avoida lands, so to speak. So he said the Haktorah on Yom Kippur, the Pasuk says V'chisel Anan Haktoras Sakapiras, means that you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Haktoras Haktoras until Achi Yismael Abayis Kulei Yoshon. So the Kohen Gadol has to stand in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If the Kohen Gadol will stand in the Hechel and throw Malach off the Haktoras HaMedaka on the Machta in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it won't be good. It's not enough that the Avoida, that the Haktorah should be burning in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kohen Gadol has to be standing in the Kodesh Kadoshim at the time. The Mokum is Li'ikuva for the Kohen and for the Avoida. So just like the Kohen Gadol has to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, standing in a standing position, at the time that he puts the Ktoris on the Machta, on the coals on the Machta, so Reb Simcha Zelig thought, on Yom Kippur, it's a Pasuk, that the Kiyam HaMitzvah of Haktoris Haktoris is not fulfilled until it actually becomes the Smalei Abayis Kulei Yoshon. So the Kohen Gadol has to stand there the whole time. Then Rav Soloveitchik picked this up from his uncle. He said, Rav Simcha Zelig said that. Then Rav Soloveitchik printed a Shtikl Torah based on that. About Shiluach HaSoyer La'azazel. That the Mishnayos have the Kohen Gadol, Bishilach Be'ad Ishiti HaMidbar. The Kohen Gadol has an Ishiti, and he gives the Soyer La'azazel to him. So the Kohen Gadol has to stand in the Azara for something like an hour before he walks out of the Azara to lay in Kriyasot there. There was a pause in the Beis HaMikdash where they didn't do anything for an hour. He stood and he twiddled his thumbs. What is that all about? Why does he have to stand there? Like, not allowed to sit in the Azara, and he's not allowed to leave. He asked them, what is that all about? There were communities in Europe where they made a Zecha LaMikdash, so the Bedavka made a pause of an hour in between Musaf and Mincha Zecha to the pause in the Beis HaMikdash that the Kohen Gadol had. A Zecha LaMikdash. Because there was a pause in between the Shiloh HaSor LaZazel when it's a Gia, the Ishiti has to push the Sor LaZazel over the cliff. But when it's a Gia LaMidbar, then the Kohen Gadol can already leave the Azar. What is that all about? They didn't fulfill the mitzvah yet. So why Gia LaMidbar, then the Kohen Gadol can leave? So he said, because who's the Mishalech HaSor LaZazel? So we always think, the Ishiti. So that's Rav Soloveitchik had rise from the Gemara. No, the Kohen Gadol. Shiloch be'ad ishiti, he's a shaliach, like shlucho shalom k'moisai. So it's considered as if the Kohen Gadol is doing the avoid, the shiloch hasar la'azazel. Kohen Gadol has to stand in the azara with the big dekuna until he gia hasar la'azazel. Until he gia hasar la'midbar. Shiloch be'ad ishiti ha'midbara, it says. When it's a gia la'midbar, so the Kohen Gadol finished his shiloach. Now the ishiti has to do the shiloach to push him over the cliff. That's done by the ishiti. But the Kohen Gadol's avoda is not completed until it's Higia LaMidbar, so the Kohen Gadol has to stand there. He can't continue. He can't proceed to do the next step of avoda because you have to wait till this avoda is done. So Rav Soloveitchik picked this up from his uncle. His uncle wrote him the Rav Simcha Zelig said it's a din all year long. So he liked that idea. So then he printed that vator about Shiloh HaSoy LaMidbar, that the Kohen Gadol has to do it. That's why he has to stand in the Azar. The Gemara learns out from Sukkim that usually when the Chumash has a din of a Seder, you have to do this first and that second. Let's say when you do Chalitza, so there are three parts to the mitzvah of Chalitza. There's Chalitza Sasandal and the Kriyas HaPsukim and the Rikika. So the Gemara said the Seder is not Miyakav. If you did it Shalom al Seder, B'di'evet Yoytze, you don't have to repeat it because you already Yoytze B'di'evet, you won't accomplish anything by just repeating it to do it al Seder. So other times also the Chumash has had to do something, so the Seder is most of the time is not miyak. Once in a while you have a pasuk that the Seder is miyak. So here on Yom Kippur there's a pasuk chukah. Chukah means that it's miyak. So there's a machlokes hatanoim. The Seder and the Avodah is miyak. Is that only the Avodahs that are in the Heichal, or even the Avodahs that are done in the Azor? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. So this is a famous problem with the Rambam. There's a stir in the Rambam. The Rambam has, with respect to one dinner, he writes the Seder is miyakev. He's talking about in the Hechel. With respect to the other dinner, he said the Seder is not miyakev. So that's a problem. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik has in his Sefer on the Rambam a famous explanation. He says the Rambam understood in the Gemara that you divide the Avodas in the Hechel into two parts. Those that are done, the Bishlam Melech points out that Derachatos HaPnimios Parhalam Dov Shel Tzibur, and if Par Kohen Gadol, if the Kohen Gadol is Machal Shabbos B'Shogeg, he has to bring a special Chatos. So those are the Chatos HaPnimios. You do the Zrikas Adam in front of the Parochah. So all year long when you have Chatos HaPnimios, you just have to do the Zrik in front of the Parochahs. On Yom Kippur you have to do the Zrik in front of the Parochahs Keneged Shnei Abadim. So that's where Rav Chaim points out that that's in the Rambam, a difference. Based on Sifro, that's Beferish in Sifro, Mishlam Melech points it out. So Rav Chaim just said, on Yom Kippur, when you do the Zrika Saddam in front of the Parechas, it's not Saddam in front of the Parechas, it's Bein Shnei Abadim, the Badim would be, the Shnei Abadim on the Orem would be protruding a little bit, or we know where it's supposed to be, even in the Bai Sheni, where the Orem wasn't there, but it's Kid Shalosi Lovah, so we know where that Mokam is. So it's considered as if the Kohen Gadol is Zorek the Dam, Bein Shnei Abadim. So that's considered as if that Avodah, that half, the Avodah done in front of the Parechas, as if that Avodah was done in the Kodesh HaKadosh. And the Avodah done in on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that's the same as Avodah done in the Azor. So that's how the Rambam must have understood the Gemara. That whether the Hechel has a status like the Kodesh HaKadosh, that the Seder is Me'akev or not, depends which Avodah in the Hechel. The Avodah of Zrika Saddam, Hazor Saddam, in front of the Parechas, that relates to Bein Abadim, and even in the Bai Sheni, where there was no Oren, it was Kitcha Lassi Lava, so it still relates to the Kodesh HaKadosh. So there, the Seder is Miyakev. The first Mishnah says that Kohen Gadol has to be married on Yom Kippur. It's learned out from the Pasuk V'chipa Bado Be'ad Beisad Beisad Zuishtoi. So the Gemara says in Yuma, the Bavli says in Yuma, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that Beisad Zuishtoi only applies when she's Nisua. It's not sufficient if you have Eris and you have to have Nisuan. We learned Kiddushin this year, most of the Shivas learned Kiddushin. So there's such a Rashi on Daf Yud Amud Beis, but Rashi comments on the Gemara. The Gemara quotes Amoraim, who are trying to figure out, how do we know from the Chumash that a girl who's married to a Kohen is permitted to eat Truma even though she's not a Kohenet? So Gemara learns it out. The Amoraim came up with a Pasuk. So Rashi says, what, they have to develop a new drasha? The Toras Kohanim has a Pasuk. Chol Tor B'Veischa Yochal also. Chol Tor B'Veischa B'Veischa Zuishta. Rashi says, no, B'Veischa Zuishta is only on the Suwa. And the Amoraim are trying to figure out, how do you know that Menator Arusa Achelis B'Truma? So they had to come up with the Pasuk, Kinyan Kaspai. So where did Rashi get that? That basis of Lishta is only in the Suah. That's the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yud Gimlam Beis. Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to have Nisuan. This is there on the Daf, raises an issue that Yerushalmi seems to contradict the Bavli. So Taisus works hard and they straighten it out. There's no contradiction. All the Rishonim, there's a Taisus Rihalovan on Yuma that's available for many years already. Taisus Rihalovan thinks that it is a machlek as the Bavli Yerushalmi. He thinks that the Yerushalmi not mechuyev to say, not mechuyev to agree with the Bavli. So that's a question. Whether the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur has to be half Nisuan, or it's the Bavli says he has to have Nisuan. Shalmei may possibly disagree that it's sufficient with Erisin. The Tosfos Yerushalmi on the first daf, on Beis Amud Aleph, has a suffering whether this is Ma'akeh B'Dieved. That's that the Kohen Gadol is single. So the Mamash Da'avod will be possible. You have to have someone else who is Nasri be appointed on Yom Kippur to have to do the Avodah. So that's a suffix in the Tosfos. The Yerushalmi talks about, let's say, Mesa Ishtoi. Let's say the Kohen Gadol's wife dies. The Bavli has a whole discussion there. Mesa Ishtoi be Yom Kippurim. The Isha Acheres Mazbinim Loi. What do you mean Mazbinim? But he has to be married with Nisuin. So the Gemara has a whole, the Bavli has a whole complicated Cheshma, what you do. The Yerushalmi just assumes that Mesa Ishtoi, so he marries the other one on Yom Kippur. No, if you assume that you need Nisuin, so he's going to do Nisuin on Yom Kippur also. So the Achronim ask a kasha, but according to the Rambam holds that all the Chamisha Inoyim are their Isis. So one of the Chamisha Inoyim is Tashma Shamito, is not Nisuin Shein Royim Labiyah. The Rambam holds that Chupa Shein Royim Labiyah is not Kaina. That's the kasha that they ask. So basically what the answer is, the Rambam only said Chupa Shein Royim Labiyah by one case, by Nida. He meant that Nida is an erva. That's all. There's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam. When you say Yehareg Bal Yava by a Nida, you don't say Yehareg Bal Yava by a Kohen Begrusha, like Kohen Gadol Be'almana, by Yisov Be'Mamzeres. That's an Issa Bia. That's not called Gili Arayis. Gili Arayis only Chai B'Krisis. But not all Chai B'Krisis are Gili Arayis. Eating Chametz B'Pesach is not Gili Arayis. Eating on Yom Kippur is Koris is not Gili Arayis. So Yisuri Bia, the half Koris, that's Gili Arayis. So the question, maybe it's only relatives. Maybe it's only Arayis HaKrevim, maybe Ishta Nida is not called Gili Arayis or Rabbeinu Tam, and Sefer Yosher has a whole argument that Ishta Nida is not Gili Arayis and it's not Yehareg Vayaver, and he has Hoichachas from the Gemara. We have it, we don't have it, that the Rabbeinu Tam, we don't have it so explicitly in the Gemara. What we have on the first daf in Yevamos, on the first Mishnah, Beis HaManala, the Tosfos Rishonim practically quotes the whole Rabbeinu Tam. Rav Soloveitchik didn't know about the Sefer Yosher, he figured it out from the Tosfos Rishonim, that's what they said on the first daf in Yevamos. So basically, and the Rambam writes beferish tam, so the Rambam writes several times, Anida bechlal ha'arayisi. Rambam is very explicit that Nida is Gili Arayis, against the Rabbeinu Tam. So that's basically what the Achronim answer, that Enki Dushan Tovsin Bechai Bikrisis, but Nida is an exception to the rule. Sehi Nidasa Olav, Afila B'shas Nidasa Tehei Bo Havaya, Sehi means Tvisas Kiddushin. There is Tvisas Kiddushin, but there's no Nisuin, that's all. Chupesh Enuwe Labiyah does mean every single case Enuwe Labiyah. So in Yom Kippur, she doesn't, Ishta doesn't become, it doesn't become Gili Arayis, it's not Chai Bikris. Even if you should assume like the Rambam seems to hold, that Ola Chamisha Inuyim Adaraisa, but it doesn't become Gili Arayis. So the Rambam only meant Chupesh Enuwe Labiyah by Nid. He didn't mean it by every other case. The Kohen Gadol recites the Vidui three times, and each time he recites it twice on his Parashat HaShaloi.
Doesn't the Rambam say that you shouldn't be Konis without Bracha either? And because of the same reason that Balak Nida is not
to provide the Nida. Why the Rambam says it's also to be Mekadosh Nida? No, because it's a suffix in the Gemara. It's in the Bible of Shita. That's why. No, but I thought you meant the Rambam says L'chatchilas also L'kaddish Isha Nida. So that's also a question whether that's the Raisa, the Rabbanan.
No, but the Rambam himself though has a kveda for things that aren't even an erva or kari. Things like bracha, which is the Rabbanan. The Rambam himself is makbid that you should make a bracha before you get married.
Yeah.
It's not just Isuri erva.
That's the Gemara. Kala b'la bracha asur l'bay l'kenid.
Right, so then
I don't know. Okay, it's what they think about. Maybe we'll say the bracha. We'll say the bracha will be matem.
So.
That's a different issa, but that.
It's still there.
I don't know if that's a kasha. I don't think that's a kasha. So the Mishnah described the Kohen Gadol has to recite Vidui three times, twice on Parashat HaShaloi, then the third time on the Sori HaMishtaleach, and each time he mentions the Shem Hamfodesh three times. On Hashem Chatosi Avisa Pashaiti Ani Ubesi On Hashem. And then he says the third time he mentions Yom Hashem, says as it says in the Pasuk, Lefnei Hashem Titoru, when he pronounces the Shem Hashem Kichsov. So he mentions Shem Hashem nine times. The second time he says Vidui for himself and all the Kohanim. And the third time he says Vidui on behalf of all the Kohanim Yisrael. So each time he says Shem Hashem three times. How exactly did he pronounce Shem Amforish? We're not sure. The Tosfos Yontov quotes three different opinions. What is the correct pronunciation of the Shem Amforish? But the Mishnah seems to say pretty explicitly that they, in the Seder Avodah, as we recited, it says like that also. The Kohanim Vamham, the Masora, only kneel on the floor. They bow down to scream out Baruch Shem Kohen Machus Aliyah Nevuah the third time. The first time they heard the Shema first, they don't kneel. Why not? That's the way it sounds. They only kneel on the floor the third time. So Soloveitchik pointed out, it would appear from the Mishnah that because they know that he's going to recite the Shema Hashem another two times, so they're not mechuyev to give Kishem Hashem Ekro when I pronounce the Shema Amfarish HaVagodol Alakena give Kovet. So the way to give Kovet, the way to give Godol is by Hishtachvot Pishadayim V'raglayim and by screaming out Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Aliyah Navot. So it's not necessary to give the Kovet immediately when you hear the first Shema Hashem. I know there's going to be a series. It's going to say three times Shema Hashem, so you can wait till the third time. That's what it would appear from the Mishnayos, that they waited till the third time. We say in the Nusach, in the Pir HaKa'anavam HaOmdim Bo Azorah, only those who were in the Azorah. So in the Siddur Oitzat Tfilas, they have Ha'aris from Rabbi Shai Berlin on the Nusach HaSiddur. He has one of the Ha'aris, this Rab Soloveitchik used to say this all the time. Almost every year when he spoke about Avodah, he said it. The Yerushalmi says, HaKroivim, those who were close to the Kohen Gadol would kneel on the floor and say Baruch Shem. Those who were Rechaikim would only say Baruch Shem. They wouldn't kneel on the floor. Who would have cried more than Rechaikim? So Rabbi Shai Berlin writes, that's an observation we learn in Parshim Shad. HaKohanavam HaOmdim Ba'azara, those who were in the Azara, that's what the Yerushalmi calls HaKroivim. The Rechaikim, those who are not in the Azara. The Hishtachva is only a Kiyum in the Azara. That's based on that Pasuk by Bikurim. We say before the Hishtachvisa, Lefnei Hashem Alakecha, in the Azara, Hishtachva is a Kiyum. Chutz La'azara, there's no Kiyum. So that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik pointed out. That the women in the Beis HaMikdash, there were a lot of women, but the women were in the Ezra's Noshim, which only had Kedushas HaRabayis. In the Azor, you're not allowed to sit. So the women, Rashi writes, the Chachamim didn't want to be Mekadosh, the Ezra's Noshim, with Kedushas HaZor, then all the women have to stand the whole time. The women, a lot of times, they're pregnant, they're nursing. Years ago, the women used to be much weaker than the men. Now they take prenatal pills. So the women are healthier than the men. But years ago, the women used to be weak, so they wanted to give them a break, so they were never Mekadosh. That's what Rashi writes in a few places on the Gemara. They were never Mekadosh, the Ezra's Noshim, the Kedushas HaZor, just like Kedushas HaRabai. So he said the women never were Mishtachave. The women were never Mishtachave, because they were never in the Azor. And Mishtachave was only a Kiyum in the Azor. So that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik said. In Eastern Europe, he doesn't remember ever seeing the women kneel on the floor when the Chazan said the Seder Avodah. The first time he ever noticed it was when he was in Berlin, and then he started to think about it, so he thought that the reason why Minig was in Eastern Europe, they never did it, because it's not Zeichel HaMikdash, because the women of Beis HaMikdash were never in the Azar. They were always in the Har HaBayis. The Mishnah mentions that the Kohen Gadol had to go to Mikveh five times. Each time is about to put on like a gersh and his gayer. When you want to get Kedushas Yisrael, so you have to be toivel in a mikveh, you need milo, and you need a korban also, you need kabbalas on mitzvah, but part of the procedure is you have to be toivel in a mikveh, and then a koyin has Kedushas kuna, even if he's walking around in America. When he goes to the Beis HaMikdash and he's got to put on big de kuna, he's endowed with additional Kedushas kuna shabba mikdash. So then he has to be toivel in the mikveh. When the Kohanim were chosen the first time, when the Levim were chosen, they were given Kedushas Leviyah. When the Kohanim were chosen, they were given Kedushas Kuna. So it says they all had to be toivel in the mikveh, like a ger, who was endowed with Kedushas Yisrael. Same thing, Tfilas Kelim and Shulchan Aruch and Second Chelik Yerodeh, the quote from the Issa Veheta by the Rabbeinu Yoni Ashkenazi, that Tfilas Kelim is Yemegayer the Kelim. There's no Tumah in the Kelim. Yemegayer the Kelim. If they belong to a Nochri, so they have a certain goyis to it, so you have to be megayer the kelim. So the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur put on, he had to divide the avodah into five units. So each time he's about to put on big dekun, he has to go to the mikveh to be in, because he took off the big dekun already. So when he puts on a new, he is going to be endowed with an additional new kedushas kuna, he has to go to the mikveh. So each time the Mishnah says all five times, all of it is topic. He comes out of the mikveh and he dries off with a towel. Why is it necessary to mention that he dries off with a towel? Your mother tells you, dry off with a towel so you don't catch a cold when you walk in the street in the winter. The Mishnah has to say, you should dry off with a towel, because we're afraid he's going to catch a cold. Why does it say? So the Mishlam Melech, wonders what's going on. So he has a suggestion that the Chidor quotes in the Birkei Yosef Hilchos Tefillin. No, maybe the droplets of water will constitute a chatzitza between the big dekuna and the body. So that's why all of it is stopping. It has to dry off. And the Birkei Yosef quotes this in Hilchos Tefillin. Some people go to mikveh every morning before they daven. They have to make sure that they dry off the hair. There shouldn't be any droplets of water. If the hair is moist, okay, that's not a chatzitza. But if you have a droplet of water, that perhaps could be a chatzitza in between the tefillin and the body. The Mikdash David, who just he died in the middle of the Second World War in Siberia. Mikdash David was gave a shir in Rabbi Hanan's yeshiva in Baranovich. So he points out this is problematic because the Mishnah has the lashon all of it is tapeg and Mishnah is paro when the kohen is making the paradum is not wearing big dekuna, he's wearing big dechol. So you can't say that the reason for this topic is that there shouldn't be a chatzitza. There's no issue of chatzitza if the kohen's going to wear big dechol when he does asiyas paradum. So why does it say in this topic? So he thinks maybe that's not the reason why. Maybe the reason why it mentions all of in this topic to dry off with a towel is there's a gemara in Chagiga that in other sichtas also that midrabbanon. If you toivel for the purpose of eating karbonis, or for the purpose of being makro karbonis, you have to have kavana l'shem kach min ha-toira. The pashtus is, this is sugya in chulin, that tefila ain't a tzicha kavana. Just like the Gemara puts it together with shchita. Let's say I throw a knife to hit a target, and it just happens that a chicken walked by, and the way I threw the knife, I did a good shchita on the chicken. I didn't even know there was any chicken in the whole place. I just was intending to throw a knife to hit a target, and it happened to shech the chicken. So we, as machlekes atanoim, where the shechita needs kavana for chaticha siman, we paskin shechita ain't tzvicha kavana. It's good with that. So the Gemara relates to that shechita is a matir. What about tefillah in a mikvah? It's also a matir. It removes the tumah. So they need, let's say, a woman fell into the mikvah. She fell into a river, and her clothing was loose, so there was no chatzitza. She fell in, and then she pulled herself out. Then it turns out she was toivel in the mikvah, but she had no kavana at all. Shame tefillah. So Mikra Din, we would paskin Mikra Din for sure, and I told that that's good. So the Rabbanon instituted that the tefillah for the purpose of eating truma, for the purpose of eating kochim, for the purpose of doing paradum, and the Rabbanon you need kavana. So the Gemara says a chiddush, even if the person didn't have kavana at the time that he was tovel in the mikveh, till he got out of the mikveh, but before he dries himself off, is the whole din is only with the Rabbanon here that you need kavana l'shem tahara. So if you have the kavana before you dry yourself off, that's also good enough. So you see that when the rabbanon we consider the drying yourself off as if that's the gemara of the tefillah. So maybe that's Mikdash David suggests, maybe that's the reason why the Mishnah says all of in this topic mentioned about drying off. Till the time that he dries off, it's considered as if the tefillah is not completed yet, and he can still be inject the kavana that's required by the rabbanon. The pasuk that we mentioned earlier, that when the Kohen Gadol does the avodah in the Hechol, the Kodesh HaKodashim, Chol Adam Le'yeh Be'al Moed, Bo'el HaChapeh Ba'Kodesh HaTzeiso, so there's a Tosfos Shishanim, there are a lot of Tosfos Shishanim on Yuma that are very important. Where Rav Soloveitchik first arrived in America, so they were mechaber him to give a shir by the Agudas Rabbanim. So he was very strong in Maseches Yuma. He used to tell us in class, if they'll build a Beis HaMikdash today, I'll be able to go in with my eyes closed and tell the Kohen Gadol what to do where, which way to turn. He felt that he knew Yuma very, very well. So he was going to say a shir on Yuma to the Agudas Rabbanim. So he said his father told him, on Yuma, you better be careful. There's one character there who knows every Tosfos Shishanim Be'ha. That was a place of silver. Got to watch out for him. He knows every Tosfos Shishanim on Yuma. So there's a pasuk v'chol adam. So the Tosfos Shishanim quotes, kol is usually a ribui. What is it? Marbe? Kol is even marbe malochim. Not only are people not allowed to be in chol adam liyal ba'amad, even malochim not allowed to be either. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was bothered with Akasha. Lonit and Torah l'malachi ha'shores. The Torah was given to the Jewish people. It wasn't given to the angels. What do you mean? The angels are over in Avera. If they go in oil, boy, chol adam liyal ba'amad. Adin and Avera for the angels. So he thought, he told this to Rab Chaim, Abaron Soloveitchik. I didn't hear this from there, I heard it from Abaron Soloveitchik. So Abaron Soloveitchik said that his father said, no, it's not an avera on the malachim. It's a tenai in the hakrova. If the Kohen Gadol does the avera on Yom Kippur, it says the Aveda should be done provided no one should, no being, no living being should be there. If it's somebody there, the whole Aveda is possible. It's not that it's an Isser on the Malachim. The Torah was not given to Malachim. That's what Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik suggested. According to the Tosfos Yerushalmi, this is a Tanai in the Hechsher Havadu Chalodim Liel Mavoid. If someone is there, even Malachim, the Avodah will be possible. So when he told it to Rab Chaim, so supposedly the way Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik did it over, Rab Chaim Soloveitchik said, maybe on Yom Kippur the Malachim can have mitzvahs. I don't know what that means. Maybe it is an Issa, maybe it's not a Tanai, maybe it is an Issa, maybe on Yom Kippur it is possible to have Dinah for the angels. I'm not sure exactly what that's. I don't know. I don't know what it means. The Gemara points out that when the Mishnayos have the Kohen Gadol does Achaz L'mayla V'Sheva L'mata, when he does the Hazos in front of the Oren and in front of the Pareches, so he's supposed to count separately. Achaz L'mayla, he dips in his finger, he goes like this, and Sheva L'mata dips in his finger. Each time he goes like this, L'mata goes like this. So he's supposed to count Achaz, Achaz, V'Achaz, Achaz, Shtayim. He doesn't count 1 to 8, he counts 1, then 1 to 7. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim, it should be separate. So when he counts, how does he count? So we say Achaz, Achaz, V'Achaz, Achaz, Shtayim, Achaz, V'Sholosh. Then the Gemara quotes a Braisa that he counts Achaz, Shtayim, V'Achaz, Sholosh, V'Achaz, Arba, V'Achaz. So the Gemara says, the Maikon Mifligi, what's Machloik is what you say, the larger number first or the smaller number first. So the Gemara says, Marki Asrei, Umarki Asrei. It's not a machlokes in din. In different parts of the world, in different languages, or in different parts of Eretz Yisrael, they speak Hebrew differently. Sometimes you say the larger number first, sometimes you say the smaller number first. Let's say we would say 24. Years ago, they would say 4 and 20. No, the queen was in the kitchen, the king was in the parlor, whatever. 4 and 20 blackbirds. You don't say 24, say 4 and 20. So the Magen Avraham quotes this Lalach. He says, when you count Sfiras HaOmer, so let's say on the 24th day of Sfiras, how do you count? So the Magen Avraham says, we all speak Yiddish. Everybody speaks Yiddish. And in Yiddish, everybody says Sfir and Zwanzig. Nobody says Zwanzig and Sfir. Nobody says 24. Everybody says Sfir and Zwanzig. So Marki Asrei, whenever you have a mitzvah of counting, should you say the larger number first or the smaller number? You say whatever is the normal way to say. You should do it the normal way. The Gemara says in different parts of Eretz Yisrael, the Kohen Gadol came from that part of Eretz Yisrael, Marki Asrei. So that's what many Rabbanim say today. In America, we don't speak like that. In Eretz Yisrael, modern Hebrew, nobody speaks like that. Rabbi Ben Chaim, I think, told me in Arabic also, they don't speak like that. They say the larger number first. So many Rabbanim taina. You're Yotze B'dieved, but more correct is you should say it the normal way. You should say the way you would say it in modern Hebrew.
There's not one number, these are two separate numbers.
Right. So there's a taina against the Magen Avraham. Right. Taina against the Magen Avraham, but the Magen Avraham relates it. Just like the Gemara says, Mark Asrei, when saying two different numbers, and the Magen Avraham says, even within the same number, when you say the larger number first or the smaller number first, you say whatever is Mekubal. Whatever is assumed to be the normal way. So in Eretz Yisrael, they have a lot of Rabbanim who were machris that they think you should count the way we speak in modern Hebrew. The Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur had a lengthy Kriyas HaTorah, and there's a perek towards the end, the second half of Soita, Daf Lamed starts the second half, till Daf Lamed is all about Soita. From Daf Lamed Al has nothing to do with Soita. So the perek is Elin Namar, which mitzvahs Amira have to be recited in the original Hebrew, which can be recited in translation. So Kriya Shema is a machlokes HaTanoim, and let's say a person gets an aliyah, does not know how to read Hebrew, so he can say the bracha in English, but on the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he learns Kriya HaTorah and Hakel, when the Melech reads Hakel, so the Mishnah says the bracha has to be recited in Hebrew. Apparently it's a special kiyum of Kriya HaTorah deraisa. The Gemara learns it from Psukim, that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur not only has to be makriv the karbonis, he has to learn Parsha Zachrimos, and he learns Chumash HaPkudim, and he says the brachas. Tosis is fishing around, where is there a Kriyas HaTorah deraisa? The Gemara presents as if there's a machlokes sata, there's an issue, whether Kol HaTorah Kula B'Chaloshen Nemra, B'Loshen HaKodesh Nemra, in general, when you learn Kriyas HaTorah, can you be Yotze in translation? So where is there a machlokes? Where do you have Kriyas HaTorah deraisa that there's a machlokes? So Tosis says, comes up Parsha Zachar, So others say, Kriyas Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur and Hakel. That's a Kriyas HaTorah there. There are many more fascinating dealing about the interesting things that are avoided, but it's time for the next year. Hagmach Simchat Torah to everybody. I don't know.